Hello, kings, queens, and all those raws in between. I am Enda Dodal doing this week's Taking It to the Streets interview for WWOZ, and today we have none other than a phenomenal Miss Elizabeth Dumas of Lady Roller Social Pleasure Club. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
All right. A few days in the wake up for y'all day, right?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's time for us to hit the streets. They save the best for last, and we're going to stomp the earth, baby.
Yes, ma'am. So for those that don't know who you are, please introduce yourself.
Okay, so I'm Elizabeth, a.k.a. Lizzie, Vice President of the Lady and Men Roller Social and Pleasure Club. I am one of the members for now 12 years, and it's wonderful being a lady roller.
Okay, so for those that also don't know you, you were queen for Lady Rollers at one time, correct?
Yes, I was queen in 2012.
Okay, and for you, what is the most challenging? Is being queen the most challenging, or being a club member is the most challenging?
Being a club member.
Okay. Yeah, I know you have to deal with a whole lot of personalities and everything else. So can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I can. But I do have some good club members. They are very, very wonderful. I have two new ladies that taken on for this year, Nikki and Jada. And I have my other club members, Tender Linda, Anita, Jennifer, and our president, Miss Linda, the Yakimi lady.
Yes,
and we have a good group of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We all come together to make it work,
and that's a blessing within itself. I know in our culture, you know, there's not a lot of lady clubs. And also, you know, it's a lot to have a stand power to be on these streets. And for y'all are celebrating 30 years on the streets, stomping the earth.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is y'all's secret? What is y'all secret to staying on these streets and celebrating the culture? What makes what is y'all secret ingredient for staying for this staying power for Second Line Club?
Being happy, doing it the right way, respecting people, because if you don't have respect, you don't get respect. Mm-hmm. And that's my motto with my ladies. Do unto others as you would like them to do to you.
Beautifully stated. Yes, I strongly agree. So for you, what was your fondest memory of being in the Second Line culture?
Well, when I was queen, there was an experience like no other. You have to see what they're doing when they're out there, how they're embracing you as queen, and then you get much respect when you're out on the street. They know that you're a lady roller, plus you was also queen of the lady and men rollers at one time.
And yeah, that is wonderful within itself, just being honored as queen and also coming back as a club member. So, you know, you definitely have loyalty, you definitely have staying power, you definitely love what you do and the club that you're doing it for. So that is beautiful.
Yes, yes. And then we're going to honor our founder, which was Anthony Holmes. He's the founder of the Lady and Men Rollers from 30 years ago. So we're going to honor his family this year, in honor of him from him starting this second line club.
Okay. Oh,
and
that
then
is
we also,
beautiful.
And then we're also going to honor Conrad. Conrad was our parade chairman. He passed this year, and they both passed this year. So we're honoring them for 30 years of being with us with this Social and Pleasure Club. And Ms. Linda also, we want to honor her and keep her in our prayers because, you know, she's had her ups and downs, but God is a healer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we commend you. I have to give you your flowers for stepping in and, you know, fulfilling that hard role. I know being a president and also being a vice president is not an easy task, but you do it effortlessly, and I am so proud of you. And, you know, I just want to tell you, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. For those people that's listening to this interview and interested in becoming a leader roller or roller, what qualities do you look for in a new club member?
You got to want to do this. You got to have that history in your heart. And second line got to be your passion. Other than that, this ain't for you. Because when you hit the streets, you got to stomp the earth when you're with the lady and men roller.
Absolutely. I strongly agree to that. So for those that's also listening, what are your colors that you're wearing, if you would like to share?
Sure. So Ms. Linda, first year they started, their colors was burgundy, gold, and a taupe beige.
Okay.
So we're doing those colors from the original first year that they paraded with her and Anthony. That was the colors.
Okay. So we definitely going back to the basics, going doing the club colors. That is beautiful. And let's talk about your second line royalty. Who we have as king, queen, and everything in between.
Okay, so this year our queen is Macy Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Macy is born and raised uptown in the 11th Ward, and she's going to have on her crown rolling uptown for 30 years.
Oh,
we also
going to
have our past queen, which is Lisa Stewart, in her court that's going to be with us.
Okay.
Yes. So, and then we're going to have Miss Linda. She's going to ride on the car this year with us.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be riding. And that is Miss Lady Roller for the
yes.
past 30 years.
Yes.
Yes.
Such a phenomenal and beautiful spirit, I have to say.
Yes. Yes. Always. Always the same.
Yeah, so let's talk about the route, where we starting, where we ending, and where we're going to be in between.
Okay, so we're going to start at 2818 St. Charles Avenue, and we're going to go down Washington, and then we're going to go down Washington to the right. On the right turn, we're going to go down Washington to Chestnut. Our first stop is going to be at 1317 Louisiana Avenue. We have a new lady that's, I think she's in the Muses,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to give us a stop, so we're going to go stop there first, and then we're going to head down to Sportsman Parrot, which is 2nd and Danielle,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to come back up and go to Louisiana Avenue, and then we have a stop with Black Elegant Women Social and Pleasure Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go down to LaSalle. And we're going to stop at Chicken Mart. We have a thing with the single ladies. And
okay.
then we're going to make a left on Jackson. And then we're going to go down to Cree House, where we're going to toast our queen, which is on Jackson Avenue. Then we're going to go down Jackson to Claiborne. A left on Claiborne, Claiborne to Washington and go down Washington all the way to LaSalle, and then we're going to end up at the Dewdrop Inn. That's going to be our final destination.
Okay, so we got a nice route for a good 4 hours, yes. What bands are we expecting on Sunday?
Okay, so we're going to have the Young Pinstripe Band.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good one. So I know you're excited. I know the rest of the ladies are excited. The men are excited. The whole parade is going to be full of excitement.
Yeah. Yes, and we also have the party line of ladies.
Okay.
They parade with us, yes. They parade with us every year. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention them, and we just want to thank everybody. We want to thank the policeman. We want to thank the mayor. We want to thank all the officials, WWOZ, Jazz Fest, and all the people that hosted things with us, and we just want to enjoy this. We have a beautiful day as of now, so we're just going to rain, and suck the earth for y'all. It's Sunday. Come out and see us. Be ready, have fun, leave the drama at home. We don't want no drama. We want to enjoy each other. This is the holidays. This is the time for love and cherishing your family, your loved ones. And this is from Lizzie, Vice President of Lady and Men's Social and Pleasure Club. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Liz. I appreciate you so much. We'll see you on Sunday, my love.
All right. Thank you, India. You
All
have
right.
a blessed one.
You too.
Merry Christmas.